a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Waiting the governor's decision. We're hoping that happens at 11:30, since we've been saying it's going to happen at 11:30. Dave, I cannot believe I actually agree with State Senator Dan McKay on this. Mostly, not completely. I don't want to get everybody
safety
excited about it. No.
Safety inspections?
We found ourselves at odds through the years over a number of different issues. But on this one, I think we found some common ground. Maybe we've made some peace. We both wear the mask.
Mask wearers. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're maskers. Senator Dan McKay.
You are maskers. Senator McKay, he wants to avoid a mandate, but still wants you to wear a mask. We talked to him this morning before the show. I'm looking forward to hearing from him and getting your reaction, Debbie. You, the pro masker.
The only thing I'm disappointed about this next few minutes is that he couldn't call in live. Because I'm sure we could find something to disagree about. But let's review. Okay, first, Republican Senate President Stuart Adams and Republican House Speaker Brad Wilson out in front of the governor's decision came out yesterday saying no mask mandate. And Dave, it's as though I'm watching Republican lawmakers align and unite before the governor has a chance to make the decision and tell the public what he's thinking. Add State Senator Dan McKay to the I wear a mask but don't mandate the mask discussion. He breaks down the mask debate into two camps. He writes in his piece for the Deseret News, and I did read the entire piece. It's worth a read for sure. Camp one, the anti-maskers. I'm not in that camp, Dave, and neither are you.
No.
Camp two, the militant maskers. He told us about those two camps when he talked to us this morning when he called in just before the show.
There are many who take both sides of an argument, and it could be any argument. And some entrench themselves in one part, another group entrenches themselves in the other. Honestly, I'm not terribly interested in focusing on either one of those groups. I'm more interested in just saying to the average, you know, citizen of Utah, is there a way that we can make some proactive steps to help mitigate or you know, lower the likelihood of the COVID virus?
Yes, I am so with him. We have to stop talking to the anti-maskers and stop talking to the militant maskers. Like, if that's where we're going to focus all our time and energy, we're going to rip our hair out, because it's not even about masks at that point. It's about winning and losing. I win, you lose. And I look at it and I think, man, if we can just, in general, forget those two extremes, we could really get something done.
Can I ask you an honest answer out of a question I'm going to ask you right now?
Ooh, jeez.
Is that a yes?
What?
Is that a guy's way of saying yes, maybe? I don't know. Am I a militant masker?
Oh, man.
I want your honest opinion.
No,
you're my, you're probably my best friend in the newsroom, even though you're socially distanced 30 miles away from me. I am a militant.
No, because I think this is where it crosses, and this is where I definitely 100% do not believe this is where you land. You're not going to shout down and embarrass somebody for not being a masker. You'd be kind about it. You are an avid masker, but if you ever felt like you needed to correct someone or educate or something, I think it would be done with love, and that's where I think it separates you from the militant masker.
And occasionally, I'm a lot harsher on the radio than I am in public.
Oh, for sure. And I see that, right? I mean, I know you.
I walked into the store the other day, Dave, and there were some non-maskers. I don't know if they were anti-maskers, but they didn't have... There were mask-free individuals in the store, and I left it up to the store personnel to handle it, even though I really, really, really wanted to say something. I thought, not in the mood for my boss to get a call today. So I stepped back and let the management handle it. In fact, you'll be so proud of me, Dave. I walked out of the store, loaded groceries in my car. I waited in my car for a while to see if they walked out of the store. I didn't see them walk out of the store, but I also didn't go back into the store to see what happened. That was really hard for me to do.
Yeah.
So Dan McKay, let's get back to him. He looks at the data and he's seen about wearing masks, and he said he loves, according to the Deseret News piece that he wrote, evidence-based decisions. So we asked him about, what's the most convincing data you've seen, Senator McKay?
The compelling research to me was seeing that there is a large portion of our population that is afraid to re-enter the economy or participate in the economy fully because of a fear of spread. And seeing that number, those afraid of participating in the economy, drops significantly, and I don't have the numbers handy or I'd quote them to you, but that economic number drops significantly when people wear masks.
It gives them confidence. Again, I think people are looking at it and saying, you know what? It just makes me feel better when I see you wearing a mask. I can totally see where people would say, you know what? If you're wearing your mask, my assumption is you're doing other things in your life that are smart.
Dave and I are talking about the mask again because we're expecting a big announcement from Governor Herbert at 11:30 this morning. Of course, we'll be carrying it live here on KSL News Radio about whether or not he will mandate a statewide mask policy, rule, law, order. An order. It'd probably be an order, right? And Senator Dan McKay weighed in already. A couple lawmakers have already weighed in, saying, let's not mandate the mask. Let's just wear the mask voluntarily. Dave, I want to replay that part of the interview that we just played with Senator Dan McKay. And of course, Dan McKay, we conducted that interview just before we ran into studio here.
The compelling research to me was seeing that there is a large portion of our population that is afraid to re-enter the economy or participate in the economy fully because of a fear of spread.
And that's 100% me. I'll admit it. In fact, Dave, I'm excited to post an article or an opinion piece that I wrote to KSLNewsRadio.com later today, and I figured out why I'm so adamant about why I wear the mask. I am scared. I'm afraid of catching COVID, and it's probably why I haven't completely re-entered the economy. Like, going to a restaurant makes me nervous. So I sit outside or I take takeout.
Which has been very different from my experience. Mm-hmm. And because I've entered the economy quickly. I've gone to restaurants, sit-down restaurants, basically anything that opens up, I go to. That's a new opportunity for me to do something different. I have kids. My mom's kind of in that. I'm not going to say my mom's elderly. She is not elderly.
No, but
how do I say that kindly?
Up in years?
I mean, she's 30 years older than me. There we go.
Finally, we asked Senator Dan McKay about the governor's decision today, what he thinks. What will the governor do? How will he decide? I want to hear it.
My guess is that if the governor does decide to go with a mandate, first of all, it is going to be negative. For people, there is a fear component to it that is going to be instituted with a statewide mandate, one. But two, the mandate will, I think, knowing Governor Herbert, I think it will be narrow, and I think it will be focused on the areas of greatest risk. We have seen how a one-size-fits-all does not solve our problems in the state. And it's especially clear here when you have a rural part of the state with a very, very small caseload, and to require a mandate across the state in a rural area, that just doesn't make any sense. And so I would say it's going to be a targeted, narrow requirement. And if there's I'm not even sure that the state will be the one requiring. My guess is that if Governor Herbert does something, he will put it in the hands of local officials and have the local officials really, you know, be empowered to kind of make a decision as to what's appropriate.
And I totally agree with that. That's exactly how I see it happening. This little caveat, though, I'd like to throw out there. These are his last few months. He can do whatever he wants.